Yeah, but I don't really care about people.
Tired of your shit.
I'm sick of your shit, asshole.
Big bass.
Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you.
Dude, check this shit out. She is fucking gorgeous.
Oh, dear God.
Not ready.
We're already recording.
Okay. What's up, everybody? How's it going? Long time no talk.
It's only been a week. Two weeks.
It's been 4 weeks, bro.
Four?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because 2 weeks ago we were supposed to do it, but I wanted to watch the Lions play instead and be lazy.
And last week was Matt's wedding.
Yep. So it's been four. It's been a month.
Wow. Oops. Yep. Sorry, everyone.
Everybody's welcoming us back with open arms.
I hope so.
Actually, they're probably like, oh, shit.
Another one? Again.
I thought they quit. I thought we got away from these guys. But we're back. Back in action.
Episode 5,
Return of the Podcast. gotta bring it back to Star Wars. That's the only way to do anything.
Duh.
If you can't live your life and somehow bring Star Wars into it, that's not living.
No. If you can't base your life on a Star Wars movie.
That's, like, everything I Wait. Do...
So, are you Han or Chewie?
I'm Han, bitch.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
I will fight you over this one. I'm not kidding. I am Han.
No, I think you're more Chewie.
I'm the leader. Yep, see, you do it perfect. You do it way better than I do, so you're Chewie, bitch. You're my little bitch.
Chewie, bitch?
You're my little bitch, Chewie.
Yeah, except for don't ever piss me off, because I'll rip your arms off, remember?
Exactly, that's why you're Chewy. And you know why I'm Han? Because I shoot first. Chew! Felon, we're trying to podcast here, bro. Go lay down. Felon, can you say hi to everybody?
No, he can just...
He's trying to back up. He's trying to see what's going on here.
Get out of my face.
Anyways.
That's my dog, everyone.
So, I sent you this picture the other day, but I never noticed this before while we were, like, watching any Indiana Jones movie. But in Temple of Doom, when they're driving past the club, it's Club Obi-Wan. Mm-hmm. George Lucas is a fucking genius, dude. Like, he always brings it back to Star Wars. See? Right there.
It's because... He's a very smart man, except for when he sold it to Disney.
He's now going to rape it. Like, you know, after Marvel sold, well, Marvel to Disney, he, like, there's so much, like, shit cartoons on the Disney Channel now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's an Avengers show, there's a Hulk and the Agents of Smash show, where it's, like, five different Hulks. And it's not even that good. But yet, I find myself watching them because it's Marvel. Speaking of which, Tuesday, I think. Anyways, Marvel and the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes on TV, and I'm so stoked about it.
I didn't even realize it was that soon already.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming on here in a couple of days. I've already got it set to record on my DVR.
Nice.
Like 2 weeks ago, I was like, all right, now I can set it up. I've been so excited.
It better be good.
It's going to. From what I've read, like, because I'm pretty sure Joss Whedon's directing all of them.
Yeah.
He said that not every episode's going to revolve around a superhero, but something in the superhero universe. Like, some sort of object or event or, I don't know. But it sounds awesome. I'm so excited for it.
Huh. wonder if they'll use that to, like, incorporate, like...
Age of Ultron.
Well, or superheroes and stuff like that.
Probably. Like, I think they're going to bring in more superheroes, but I don't know how they're going to work that. Because, like, you remember Smallville? The only way they were allowed to get away with that is as long as they didn't show, like, capes. Like, no costumes. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if you've seen it, Green Arrow. That's another DC one. That's on WB. Or, what's it called now? Not the WB anymore.
CW.
There we go. But the new one, that show, no powers. Like, they can't show anyone on there with superpowers. That's how they get away with things.
Huh.
But they can wear the costumes, they just can't. No superheroes with powers. So I don't know if they're going to do something like that. I doubt it, since it's Joss Whedon and it's Marvel.
I was going to say, they own it, so they own the movies too, so they can do whatever they want.
And I'm sure they'll be able to incorporate everything, because it's Marvel's
stamp.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
So
I'm saying, like, you know, stuff that they leave out, like, for the movies, so I wonder if they'll put it in that show just to connect the movies. Yeah. Like, you know how they did those little, like, shorts.
Yeah, that was the precursor into the TV show. Because you know how at the end of the shorts, like, they bring in the guy and the girl? They're both in the show.
Mm.
So, I'm excited. I don't know how they're going to do it. I think the first episode revolves around, like, the aftermath of...
New York or whatever. Yeah. Sure it will. And then Mr. Phil Coulson being back.
He's back.
He's alive.
Which, that's what the hashtag was for a long time, Coulson Lives. Once they first released, like, the trailer for it and showed Coulson, it was Coulson Lives. And Don't Touch Lola. Both of them, because that's his car. And it's a sweet car. And he goes, Don't Touch Lola. So everybody was using that for a while, like on Twitter and stuff. You need to get on the Twitter bandwagon.
No, before we're always talking about this.
Before it gets out of date and you're like, oh, Twitter's cool. Yep. And then everybody's moving on to something else.
It's because I'm that guy, dude. I wait till the last minute.
You're the guy who's like, oh, hey, have you tried this new application called Twitter? Everybody's like, dude, that was so two social networks ago.
Two social networks ago. Facebook's been the only one that's held on. So, just stay with that for a while.
Yeah.
Although MySpace is trying to make a comeback.
Yeah.
It won't.
Justin Timberlake bought it, didn't he?
I don't know what that is. I just know that it's
pretty,
like,
sure Justin Timberlake just bought MySpace.
Now it's going to be a girl's MySpace. It's going to be girl's space.
That's what it was for a long time anyway.
Yeah. Teenage girls. That's what Facebook is anyway. Teenage girls piss in the morning.
Yeah. I just like getting on Facebook and reading all, like, the girls freak out about nothing. It makes my day.
That's pretty much life there, man.
Oh my god.
Yeah. How's the gym going?
Alright. You know, it's the gym.
You doing a lot of fighting still?
Here and there.
You getting any better?
Still suck.
Yeah. Once you start fighting, I'm gonna be like, can I go for free? Or can I be in, like, your corner or something? What song are we gonna walk out to? Downfall of Us All?
That'd be awesome.
I know.
Or
just and then when he gets into it, let's go. You come walking out.
Either that, or I always thought it'd be funny to do Born of Osiris. Fucking bad.
Yeah, that'd be sweet too. I forgot about that one, dude. A little boo on there.
Fucking bow down, then I get my ass in behind it, dude, and they'll be like, oh. I bow down to you, I'm sorry.
It's funny. Speaking of a day to remember,
I know,
4 days.
Yeah.
Wait, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. 5 days. Did you ever, were you able to get off a little bit earlier?
I should be able to, yeah. Okay. Should be a problem.
Because, like I said, for those of you that don't know, me and Dan have VIP tickets. Thanks to yours truly, to see A Day to Remember
here in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Cox Business Center on the 25th.
Yeah. Well, is it the 25th?
Today's the 20th, so yeah, the 25th. Yeah. And we have to be there by 4. And I don't know where to, I know where the building is. I just don't know where we're supposed to meet at. So I'd like to get there like 3:45. Because we're going to park at Jamie's, and she lives like half a mile away. So we're going to walk there. It's all downhill, so it's easy.
It's all downhill.
And then she's going to pick us up afterwards. Anyways, I'm so stoked. Like, just from the pictures that I've seen on there.
I hope they do all that.
They're going. They have to. Have you seen the outside of the Cox Business Center? Like, it looks huge. Like, they could do all that stuff in there. But it's... Oh, I'm so stoked for it. I know he'll definitely do the ball run. Because he did that at the Brady. When I saw them with Bring Me the Horizon. He did that there, too.
Oh, awesome.
But the pyrotechnics, that's the thing I'm worried about, because there's a lot of flames.
I don't know if Tulsa allows all that. Tulsa has weird restrictions on all their bullshit.
You know what? It's a day to fucking remember. So we're going to do it.
We're going to do it? Yeah.
If they don't,
we'll set some shit on fire.
If they don't do it, we're burning that mother down. And I was like, you better not. But it's a day to fucking remember.
You better not.
What was that from? Orange County, right?
Yeah. They say that a lot. Like, well, Harold and Kumar go to White Castle too.
No, this was the one. Like, have you seen Orange County?
Mm-hmm.
The part where Jack Black accidentally sets the admissions office on fire,
mm-hmm.
and he blames it on the lady that he's like trying to hook up with, and she's like, "I hate my job. I'm gonna burn this mother down." And I was like, "You better not. You better not." And they're like, "Oh, she said you started it." No, totally her. Like, that's the best part of that movie. That whole movie sucked, except for that one part.
I was like, better not.
You better not. Like, I probably say that line at least twice a week somebody.
Because it's pretty funny.
And nobody understands it.
It's like, you better not.
Nobody understands it. But you know what? Fuck them.
So it doesn't matter. As long as you get it. Yeah. That's all that matters.
And then I start laughing. They're like, what's so funny? I try to explain it to them. They're like, oh.
It's because they haven't seen the movie. They have to watch the movie.
Well, fuck them.
You probably would. You dirty monkey.
Probably.
So, probably. Did hell freeze over or something?
It's about to, if it hasn't. I've officially quit smoking. And I'm using my, for real this time, my vapor cig. No more smoking for Mike. Smoking's way too expensive.
How much did you spend on that thing?
Yeah, but this thing here, like, between this here would be a month of smoking. Less than a month. Like 2 weeks of smoking. Because let's say a pack of cigarettes are $6. 6 times 7 is 40. And that's on a good day, if we're not going out drinking. Because then it's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say 2 weeks of this covers about 2 weeks of smoking. So, but then after that 2 weeks, it's all money in the pocket, baby. Money in the pocket. Money in the pocket.
Money in the pocket. Money in the pocket. It does save a hell of a lot of money.
Plus, I like this flavor. It tastes tropical. I feel like I should be in Hawaii.
Yeah, Fruit Loop is what it is.
What flavor do you have in yours?
Vanilla.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
I like vanilla everything. I like the smell of it to the...
I don't like this. Like, I like vanilla cake and vanilla icing, but I don't like the taste of, like, almost pure vanilla. You know what I'm saying?
I like vanilla everything. Everything. Just put a little vanilla on it. Tearing that shit up.
Hey, do you want ketchup on your hot dog? Nope, vanilla.
Put some vanilla on that hot dog, we're good to go.
Yeah.
No, that's gross. That sounds disgusting.
It sounds good, bro.
Put vanilla on a hot dog? No. It sounds terrible.
You know, what was it? Is it vanilla? Like, if you eat vanilla, like, straight, it doesn't taste good. Like, it burns your mouth.
Probably. Vanilla's kind of gross by itself.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You have to, like, mix it and stuff to actually get the vanilla flavoring. You just take, like, vanilla extract and, like, ate it, it'd be terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, ooh, this is good for a second, and then, ah! It's
gross. I was listening to the radio one day, and they were doing a stunt on there. They had one of the interns in, and they're like, here, just take this teaspoon of vanilla. He was like, oh, okay. Took a, like, drank it, and his whole mouth was on fire. He was like, this sucks. And he couldn't cuss, so I'll cuss for him. This fucking sucks. But, yeah, that just sounds disgusting. Just pure vanilla.
I like it.
Pure vanilla?
Or, well, in my thing, would you?
Yeah, I don't think I would like it. Like, I got this tropical breeze, I think is what it's called. And then I got a strawberry, because I like strawberries. And then I got, like, a tobacco flavor. Yeah.
Why'd you buy so much?
Because that'll last me 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
How many milliliters is it?
Well, two of them are the small, but what are they? The 15 or 30 milliliters?
That's a lot.
No, the bigger one's the 30 milliliter. I got a big one of the tobacco flavor and then two small ones of the other ones. I mean, they'll last me more than 2 weeks, but I like varieties.
Hey, I've had my 10 milliliter one for, like, over a month now. And it's still, like, half full.
You're not using it right.
What?
What?
Why am I not using it right?
I don't know.
That just means that you're using yours too much.
That just means I'm a badass.
Either that or you're just...
Dude, like I said before, man, when I'm in my truck at work, like, I'm so used to, like, getting in a vehicle and lighting up a cigarette, multiple cigarettes during a drive, yeah. That's all I do when I get in my truck and drive from a job to job. I'm just...
I wish we could just take a picture of your face doing that. That was so funny. That's so funny. We just need a picture of your face. Post it on freaking YouTube.
A picture on YouTube?
Yeah, dude. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
You don't put pictures
on YouTube. I put a picture yourself. And I'll put, like...
YouTube yourself.
I'll put a picture of your face, like, doing the... And then I'll play that song. In the arms of an angel.
Why that song?
Because I'm trying to get people to adopt you and feel bad for...
I would like a wealthy family to adopt me, though. That'd be so awesome. Like, hey, I'm 27, but you have a lot of money.
But you would...
What was that?
It looked like a mosquito.
Ninja reflexes. I caught a fly in my car today.
Did you?
Yeah. It was flying around, and I just snatched it right out of the air and crushed it.
Like the Karate Kid? Wax on, wax off.
And then I ate it. And then when someone turned away, I let it go, pretending like I was Mowgli from the Jungle Book. Do you remember that?
You lost me.
Did you ever see the Jungle Book? Uh-huh. The live action one?
Yeah.
The one with Brandon Lee? No.
No.
Jason Lee.
No. I don't know his name, but he was in Mortal Kombat.
He was one of the least. No, he wasn't in Mortal Kombat. You're thinking of the other Asian kind of looking guy. Thinking of
the Jungle Book.
No.
The live action Jungle Book? Yeah, it was the dude that
the main character?
Yeah.
No.
Look it up.
I will look that up right now. Anyways, there's a scene when everyone's at, like, this big fancy ball and everyone thinks he's weird because he's, like, from the jungle. Mm-hmm. And there's these girls staring at him. And a fly is flying around, and he snatches it and pretends like and eats it. And then, like, the girls all think he's disgusting. And then he ends up letting it go. Like, I don't know. Whatever. Fuck you. Jungle Book. Let's see here. Jason Scott Lee is his name. Of Hawaiian and Chinese descent. He's in Back to the Future 2. I don't know what he did in that. He was also in Balls of Fury. Do you ever see that?
Yeah.
He's the one who talks about the dragon. Like the little girl. Like, he was funny in that movie.
That's a funny movie.
Let's see. Jungle Book, Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. Oh, hey, I'm not seeing Mortal Kombat.
Well, then the dude that did Mortal Kombat was in a different one.
The dude that did Mortal Kombat was in Beverly Hills Ninja.
He was.
And that's not the same guy. Let's see here. Pulling up Mortal Kombat. And the internet connection here is slow. Robin Shu. This is the guy you're thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Mowgli. I win. I'm 2 for 2 tonight. 2 for 2.
I just farted. That's gonna stink.
Now I'm gonna have to sit here in the middle of this fart.
Basket.
Oh, who's right, Dan? Who's right again for the second time tonight?
Hold on.
Fucker. Hey, who's right?
Hold the fuck on.
Who's right?
Your mom.
What have I told you about that?
I can't tell you your mom's right.
You do not talk about my mother.
I just did.
You do not talk about my mother. Hey, who's right?
I am.
You're a fucking liar.
I'm always right.
No.
I'm never wrong. Even when I'm wrong, I'm right.
You are not a woman.
Even when I'm wrong, I'm right.
No, sir.
Yes.
What new movies have you got?
I haven't got any. Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah, that was a good one. Have you seen any other new movies?
No. I haven't been to the movies in a while.
I watched, this just came out on DVD, but, or Blu-ray, or I don't know what century we're living in. But, World War Z just came out, and that was a pretty good movie.
It's on DVD yet, already?
Yeah, it just came out, Tuesday. And guess what comes out this Tuesday?
What?
Iron Man fucking 3.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Hey, Dan, what comes out October 8th?
I don't know, Mike.
I fucking hate you. I'm still disappointed in you with that.
I'm sorry. I just wasn't thinking of it. Like, I was thinking of something I had to go and do.
You do have to go and do something.
Let's just go get buy a CD.
Or download it off
iTunes. Or wait for you to download it off iTunes, and then I'll break in.
This is when you will not steal from me.
I'll break in and steal it from you.
I'm changing my password.
I will figure it out.
Nope.
I'll be like, Mike, hey, what's your password?
I'll be like, Dan, hey, fuck you.
No, you won't.
I will not. That's one album I will not let you steal.
I will steal it.
Nope.
I'll steal it from someone else then. I'll illegally download it. I'll pirate that shit.
Why would you do that to our favorite band? Why wouldn't you?
Because I'll pirate it. I'm a pirate. Arr.
But pirate. Oh, high five.
Denied. Ow! Did you speak in pirate the other day?
On National Pirate Day.
National Pirate Day?
No.
Did you eat a cheeseburger on National Cheeseburger Day?
No. When was National Cheeseburger Day?
I think it was Wednesday.
Failed.
And then yesterday, I think, was the Pirate Day.
Yeah.
You didn't eat a cheeseburger on Wednesday?
No.
Wow, that's weird. Normally, you eat a cheeseburger every day.
I know. I love me a cheeseburger.
On the day that you're supposed to eat a cheeseburger, you don't eat a cheeseburger.
What did I eat on Wednesday? I don't know. I was at home all day. My kids have been sick all weekend. Ramsey's got an ear infection.
It's just not the weekend. It's just
well,
not Friday.
That's my weekend.
No.
Wednesday and Thursday
fuck
is
your
my
weekend. This is the weekend.
No, fuck your weekend. My weekend's Wednesday and Thursday.
This is everyone's weekend, except for
fuck everybody.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I will punch you in the dick.
I will punch you in the dick. I will punch you in the anus.
No, don't. Don't do.
What's he do? Where did you... That is the cool... Let me see this thing.
Punk smash. Isn't he awesome?
Can I have this?
No.
Why do you like never give me anything cool and I always give you cool stuff?
What if you give me this cool?
A day to remember tickets?
Let's go smash. That's so funny. Let's go smash.
Like, I could seriously sit here and play with this Hulk toy for like an hour and not get bored.
No, it's awesome. And the other one talks too. Did you know that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they both do.
Who would win in a fight, Thor or Hulk?
Thor or Hulk? Yeah.
Why? How come on both of these you have to like squeeze their legs together? I don't know. This one sounds way better. That one sounds like. This one sounds way better.
This one growls.
You're making me angry. You won't like me when I'm angry.
That sounds horrible, dude. Is that from like the Ang Lee Hulk?
I don't know, man.
So jealous of you and all your cool gadgets. Who's your favorite? Your favorite superhero is
Thor.
Why?
Well, like Marvel or period.
Period.
Superman.
Really? You're gonna go with the typical Superman answer?
But not for a typical reason, though. Most people don't even think about it that way that I do.
What's that?
It's because he's different than everyone else. If you really look into his, like, you get deep into it, he's different than all the rest of them. Because if you really get into it, like, you get all philosophical, like, for instance, like, Spider-Man. He wasn't Spider-Man, he was Peter Parker. And he became Spider-Man. You know, he dressed up
Superman, but he becomes
Clark Kent. So he was really who he is, but he basically, by becoming Clark Kent, is his vision of us as the human race. Like, Clark Kent is what he sees the human race as. Weak and pathetic and worried about what everyone thinks and running around and, you know, all this like stuff. And that's the way that Superman views the human race.
Because that's what we are.
I know. Exactly.
Compared to him.
It's like, it's a different, you take a different, like, perspective is basically what he's doing is he's putting a perspective on different things, whereas, like, every other superhero doesn't really do that. Like, Thor is Thor all the time, but he never changes anything. Yes, he never has to.
He becomes Donald Drake.
Well, okay, but it's different still, though.
It's kind of the same, because he has his own total different persona. Kind of the same thing.
Kind of, I guess.
Kind of, actually, yes.
But still, whatever. I don't care. That's my explanation. It's different because of the way that...
So both of your favorite superheroes are something bigger and then become something lesser.
Right. Gotcha. Because it's cool. Like, it's a different perspective on the whole superhero thing. Like, I don't know, instead of having to be made into something else, like, they just normalize themselves. Like, they're like, okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's weird because it's a view of how they see us. Like, they see the human race. It's not like, you know, a normal person that was already that way, already a nerd, or already this, and then gets the chance to become this thing. It's the way that these, you know, abnormal people that are, like, great see the way the world is accepting.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of pitiful if you think about it. Like, why wouldn't the world accept you because you're great? You have to dumb yourself down and become
because
like.
Because people are afraid of power.
I'm just saying.
They're
afraid of what they don't know.
Let's say a real live. Like, let's say Superman was real. Right?
Right.
If he came here right now with the powers that he has. You know how many people would freak out?
Oh, yeah.
Especially
if
you give them
now.
They might be like, oh, the Avengers.
Oh, Superman versus Batman.
Yeah.
But people would freak, especially if you gave him red kryptonite. Because then he goes crazy and destroys the Earth.
But then he can just fly around it backwards and turn it back around.
That's scientifically inaccurate.
It doesn't matter. He did it.
It's scientifically
inadequate that he can fly and see through walls and shoot lasers out of his eyes, too, so.
No, because the power of the yellow sun gives him those powers.
The power of the yellow sun gives him the power to turn the Earth around.
No. He can turn the Earth around, but it's not going to turn time back.
Okay, but he did it.
Yeah, well, whoever made that movie is an idiot. Even though it's still a great movie.
Yeah, all right, so be quiet.
Scientifically inaccurate.
I don't care if it's scientifically inaccurate. He did it. Just like...
Yeah, bitch. His eyes light up, too. That's cool. How much do you think that toy would be worth in the box?
Right now?
Yeah, like $6.
Probably like 30.
Really? Mm-hmm. Price of toys. Quit playing with your Hulk. Fellas about to throw up right there.
Sounded like he was. What if I looked like that?
You do.
Except for not the green.
That'd be disgusting.
It'd be like, hi, Mike.
What's up, Dan? I'm hungry. Oh, sorry, I ate the last of the pizza.
Dan, man.
Stop playing with that.
Sorry.
Stop playing
with
it.
I like toys.
As
you can tell. But anyway.
You like... No, never mind. I was going to take that somewhere dirty.
You were a bad person.
So there was some... Since the last time we did this, there was some really exciting news and then some really upsetting news.
What?
They told us he was going to play Lex Luthor.
And then they lied.
And I was so upset because Bryan Cranston would make the perfect Lex Luthor. Perfect.
Yeah. By the way, you never retold Craig that it was a lie. And Craig, I had to break the news to Craig.
No, he knew it was.
No, he didn't. He didn't know it was a lie.
Because we talked about it.
When? Because he talked to me about it at the pool party.
I thought we talked about it.
He said something about, he was like, oh yeah, did Mike send you that thing about the Lex Luthor? And I was like, yeah. And he also did he tell you that it was a lie? And he was like, what?
I could have swore we talked about it at Matt's bachelor party because I said...
Like any of us were going to remember anything from that night.
Well, Craig was...
Craig was drinking too.
But he was sober
Craig,
than the rest
you were drinking.
Of us.
He may have, maybe, but he was drinking.
I remember the conversation. I was drunker than he was. A little bit. Not much.
We were all drunk.
Yeah, because you kept buying it. You made us take a shot of Jameson. Who takes a shot of Jameson?
Apparently Miguel, because that's what he told me to get. And then that after I got, horrible. Then when I got that tab, I was like, oh God.
No, that was so horrible.
Dude, and it wasn't I had four pitchers that night. Four.
Four pitchers.
Four pitchers.
Plus five,
five
shots.
Shots of Jameson and bowling shoes.
That's not bad for only.
It was like $60.
I thought it was 55. But still,
with five bucks and for a tip, $60.
Five shots.
Yeah, they were
four pitchers. And bowling shoe. That's pretty good. $55.
I guess.
$60 with the tip.
I guess.
Because then we went out and you bought what, eight shots, and that was $60. Yeah. Or $40.
Yeah. I spent so much money.
So just on shots alone, at the max, for three more shots, you paid. Just about as much as you did at the bowling alley.
I spent so much money that night.
And you were pissed the next day.
I was furious. I was furious that night.
Yeah. And then you're, because like, you
tried then to I just one. Tried to drink more because I was like, fuck.
You tried to give Craig one and he was like, no, I'm not taking one. And you're like, fucking take it. I bought it. Take it. And he's like, no, I'm not taking it. And you're like, well, who's going to take this shot? And I was like, I don't know, you? And you're like, oh yeah, that's a good idea.
I took two of them?
Well, you took one and Matt took the other one.
Oh.
But that one that we took at the max was pretty tasty. What was it called?
I don't know. Some type of concoction that Johnny wanted. He handed the guy the iPhone. And it had, like, the recipe on it.
That sounds... Oh.
It was something dropped into orange juice.
And... Oh, so orange juice and Sprite, I think.
I don't know what it was. I just know that I drank it.
And it was good.
And then I had like 240s there.
I don't know if I. What did I get?
Matt and Jake spilt like 440s all over the floor.
Yeah, and almost got us kicked out. Stupid drunk Matt.
It was a good time. I had a good time.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Now I can't wait for my next bachelor
party. I was going to say, now we need to have another bachelor party. Somebody else get married.
Whose turn is it? I think it's your turn. Is it my turn? I've been through it once.
It's mine or Miguel's turn. Or Craig.
Craig, your turn.
Yeah, well, I rely on Craig's more this time. Craig, it's your turn to have a wedding.
And fly us all to Michigan.
Because...
You know...
Because, see, like, you've already done it once, so... Kind of like, you gotta wait a little while. You gotta wait till the rotation comes back around.
I'm gonna fucking wait forever then.
Well, no, because, like, see, it's like, it went you, and then, you know, I got engaged, and that fucked up. So then it went to Matt, so now it's either Miguel
or... And then you got engaged again.
But that would, yeah. we don't count that anymore.
Okay.
Well, we do, but we don't.
We do, but we don't.
But...
So when you meet a girl, and she's like, and you're like, hey, here's this ring. Will you be my wife? She's like, yeah. And then
it doesn't count.
Hold on. And then later on, she's like, have you ever been engaged before? What's your answer going to be?
Yeah, twice.
You're lucky number three.
You're number three. You strike out. I'm fucked, so.
And I'm never getting married again.
Well, I'm just trying to be fair because we got to go around. So it's got to be like Miguel or Craig's turn now.
Miguel will never get married. And Craig... I don't know.
You'll find a girl that likes Batman just as much as he does.
Which I think he...
Dude, you weren't at the pool party, were you?
No.
He has the Batman symbol shaved into his chest hair on his chest.
That's awesome.
Like, everything is shaved except for the Bat symbol on his chest. Like, it's all bald and then it's just the Bat symbol on his chest. And in very good detail, too. Like, he spent time shaving the... out of a bitch into his chest.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was the most badass thing I've ever seen in my life. I was like, that is awesome.
The guy at my work has the Batman and Robin tattooed on his chest.
Yeah, but that's not as cool as shaving it into your chest
hair. I'm not saying it is cool. Like, it is as cool. I was just saying, like, it's...
Yeah.
Like, because it's supposed to represent, like, him and his son.
Oh, okay.
And then he had another kid that... died prematurely, and he was going to get Nightwing for a tattoo for him.
Well, you'd think Batman was my favorite superhero. Oh, Batman shirt I ever wear.
What was that?
An inward burp.
And that was an outward burp.
That was an outward burp. Yeah, see, like, Tenacious D has inward singing, I have inward burping.
Inward singing, I forgot all about that.
And I'm always fucking singing. Oh, man. I love that shit. I have not heard that in forever. Dude, have you heard this song?
You're not gonna play a song right now.
Why not?
It's rude to our guests.
They can listen too.
They don't like your song.
They might.
If it's The Fox, then yes, I have heard it.
It's not the fucking... That was a terrible song.
That is an awesome song.
It was unbelievably terrible.
That is unbelievably fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to show you, because I knew you would hate it. Yeah, I don't like that song.
What? The song is amazing.
I don't like it.
Feeling my way through the darkness. I don't like this song. It's a great song.
Well, I've heard it like 700 million
times.
That's
fine. I don't care. I love it.
I don't like it.
I listened to it probably about 700 million times when I downloaded it.
I don't like it. Please stop. Please stop.
Just get with it, like.
No.
Come on. Shake that ass. Come on.
Speaking of shaking that ass, have you
seen
the new...
Yeah, so I'm trying to get into it right now.
Have you seen the new Miley Cyrus video?
Fuck that bitch. Naked ass.
I would.
So you like shit like that, but you don't like good music like this?
That is a... Like, get past the music video. That is a good song.
No, it isn't. Listen to the lyrics of it. She is terrible. She is a terrible person. She's gonna die and go to hell. She's a terrible person.
I can't have a grown-up conversation with you at all.
No, you can't, ever.
You're like a fucking child.
I know.
You're worse than a child.
I don't know about that.
You're like felon.
No, I'm like at least a 12-year-old.
No. You're like a puppy felon. Yes.
I'm at least like a 12-year-old.
If you were a 12-year-old, you would like that video.
Only because it'd be like material for later on.
Exactly.
Be a 12-year-old locked in my bedroom for 4 hours while listening to freaking "And I Came In Like a Wrecking Ball."
Dan, why are you listening to that song over and over again?
It's a good song, Mom.
No reason. We're out of lotion.
Oh, Felon.
You knocked it over.
Oh, dude, did you spill shit on my carpet?
I think we're good. I didn't spill anything. You was your dumb dog.
He called you dumb.
And he likes it.
Look at him.
I know.
Yeah, no, sorry, people. We're kind of... He's going to bite your ass. Is what he's going to do. Kind of lame today, aren't we?
Today?
Tomorrow.
Stop, Fallon.
What is he doing? Is he trying to bite you?
I don't know. He's like licking, like, I don't know.
Just for those who don't know, I have an 80-pound pit bull that's bothering Mike right now.
Named Felon.
Named Felon because he's a convict.
Convict. Akon.
Convict.
That was Akon,
music.
Right?
Yeah. And you know you're see me winding and grinding up on that pole.
Twerking.
You're not twerking. I was listening to the radio. I think it was.
It said, "Don't touch the dial," because Miley Cyrus says twerked on it. Over it. And I instantly touched my dial.
No,
over
was,
and over
there,
again.
You know, they had the iHeart Music thing or whatever. Yeah.
Go away.
What's the rap station? That's Tulsa's. I don't know. But anyway, they were like talking about it because they're there in Vegas, and he's like, yeah. He's like, I was backstage, and he's like, I saw Miley Cyrus back there twerking. He's like, I tried to jump up on it and twerk with it, but security tackled me to the ground.
Yeah, that's funny.
I think that word's like overplayed now just because she's like...
You know she's doing a new song with Justin Bieber?
She already did. And it wasn't Justin Bieber. I looked it up. It is Justin Bieber, but it's not his song. It's
no.
Little Twist. Little Twist, Justin Bieber, and Miley Cyrus called Twerk.
I got my information wrong.
It's already out. I listened to it. It's a rap song, but Justin Bieber and Miley sing on it. Mm.
Still, I'm tired of hearing the word twerk.
Yeah, it's been played out. She started using that word, and now everyone has used that word.
Yeah.
Why don't they just use smang?
I know, smang is way better.
Maybe get smanging. Smash it and bang it.
Didn't you want to smang?
Not with you.
With who?
Can't tell you that. It's a secret.
Miley Cyrus.
Twice.
I would.
I don't know.
Over and over again.
See, I'd be really scared. I'd have to, like, triple rap.
Why?
Why? Because that girl's probably dirtier than...
She is not dirty. She's only hooking up with Liam Hemsworth right now. That's the only dude she's hooking up with.
I don't know about that. She's a fucking dirty little whore.
She's not a dirty little whore.
Walking around with all them rappers and stuff. Yeah, right.
She's not a dirty little whore.
And freaking...
You take it back, Dan.
Freaking Mike Will made the beats. Oh, yeah. She's fucking everyone. She's a dirty whore. Dirty whore. Heard it, dirty whore.
Have you heard the new Selena Gomez song? The one that she did with Cataracts?
Yes.
I like that. I like the Cataracts.
She's going to be a dirty whore to you.
No, she is not. You take it back.
Well, Justin Bieber left her ass, so now she's going to put her ass out there.
Sign me up.
You're too old.
No, I'm not.
You are. She's like 18.
No, she is not.
How old is she?
She's like 21 or 22, bro.
Lies.
Where's my phone?
I don't know. Where's
right
your phone?
Here. We're looking this shit up right now.
Do it. You won't do it.
What's her name again? Oh, yeah, Selena Gomez.
What's her name again?
I gotta get out of Mortal Kombat right now.
Mortal Kombat.
Gomez. 92 is when she was born. July of 92. So she's 21 years old. 3 for 3 today. Suck my dick.
21's still too young, pretty sir.
6 years is not too young. My grandparents are 10. My grandpa's 10 years older than my grandma.
Yeah, but they probably didn't get married until they were like 30 something.
They got married twice.
That doesn't make any sense.
They were married, got divorced. Each went their separate ways, got married again.
Oh. That's kind of cool. It's cute. It's like a romantic movie.
What romantic movie is that? Is it like- I fucking hate you. Hey, let's get married.
Yeah. The breakup?
What else? But they weren't married.
They practically were. They lived together.
That doesn't count.
It does too.
Then you've been married how many times?
Once. In all technicality, once. And in all technicality, according to state law, no, because I moved out before 6 months. You have to live with them 6 months before it to be
illegal. Who are we talking about right now? She who shall not be named? Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about her.
I didn't live with anybody else.
Well, bullshit.
I didn't. I had my own place.
And who'd you live with?
I had my own place.
With someone living with you.
Who lived with me?
When you first moved here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking yeah. 4 for 4.
I forgot about her.
4 for 4.
But she didn't live with me for 6 months either.
Yeah, she did. She lived here for like a year. And then didn't she live with number two?
Number two?
The first fiance?
No.
No?
I mean, practically. Yeah, practically. But I had my own place.
That you never stayed at. Except on occasions, like when she was mad at you.
Yep. Yep.
Dan would come home and be like, oh, she's mad at you, huh?
Yeah.
She caught me smoking today. Oh, fuck it. You want to go to the bar? It's Monday night. So? All right. Those were the days
when we lived terrible people.
When we lived together.
Yeah, I know, dude.
That's awesome. We can do that now. There's no way we could live with each other now.
Why?
Because I have two baby girls. And I'm not letting them around you. Like, around the real you. Like, what? Uncle Dan's fine, but not real Dan.
What does that mean?
Life. Well, right there. You just cursed.
I would not curse in front of children.
The movies you watch.
The movies you watch?
When they're asleep.
Okay.
And you would watch your movies during the day.
In my room with the door closed.
No. When the girls are over, there is no... A long time. Until after they're asleep.
Why is there no alone time? They're not my kids.
Because if you... No.
Because you'd be jealous of my alone time.
I would be. Why can't I have a long time?
Because you have two children.
Mm-hmm. Which are the coolest two little girls in the world. I miss them. Sweet Daddy Mike. That's what they call me down in North Tulsa. Oh, shit. There's Sweet Daddy Mike.
We need to start videoing these stupid things, too, so we get the facial expressions.
We could do a vlog. A live.
YouTube.
Just put the camera right over there by the chess set.
Yeah, that's right, people. He said chess set. I'm educated.
He can barely win. He can barely beat me, and I don't even know how to play.
Now that's a bullshit lie. He's never played me. And he knows I'd fuck his shit up.
No.
In more ways than one.
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt my boy.
Do you want to play chess real quick? I'll beat you in 4 moves.
4 moves.
4. That's all right. You want to play real quick?
Nope. Already almost 9:30 Tulsa time. God's time, as I like to call it.
This doesn't make any sense.
This is Tulsa time is the time that God's watch runs off of.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Why do you say that?
Because this is God's land.
This is God's
land. No, do not play with your Hulk.
Oh my gosh.
This may be a good time to start saying our goodbyes. Dan, don't smash, Dan. Dan, take us out.
Oh. Alright, y'all, we're leaving. Fuck you guys.
I'm going to sleep.
We're gonna go to sleep.
And... Not together. I'm leaving.
Oh, well, shit, Dan. I guess I'm, yeah, whatever.
Well, shit damn.
Well, shit damn. All right, well, fuck you guys. I mean, we love you.
Yeah, what he said.
Next time, sorry, it was just random, but we wanted to put something out there and have a chit-chat. We haven't hung out in a little bit, so.
I missed you guys.
And Hulk just wanted to, you know, get a smash on. Smash it and bang it. He was smanging it a little bit.
Hulk is smanging
it. I'm going to get in here and I'm going to rewire this thing. And so where he goes, Hulk smang!
You're not that smart.
Watch, next time you come over, he's going to say Hulk smang. And that's all he's going to say.
If I come over here and that Hulk says Hulk smang, I will blow you.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Y'all heard that. We have evidence. And it's about to be all over iTunes that if you come over and that thing has his Hulk schmang,
yep,
you're going to blow me.
Yep.
Okay. You're not that smart.
Neither are you. I'm confident in my bet.
It's really easy to do that.
Nope. I'm still confident. Okay. As soon as I walk out this door, you're going to forget about it.
No, I'm not. As soon as you walk out that door, I'm going to take that thing apart and make it say schmang.
No. Anyways, we were on the way out.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We got on the subject of schmanging. So, but, you know, thanks for hanging out, if you're still hanging out. And
half the people probably left like 40 minutes ago.
Probably, but that's all good. Facebook, Twitter, Vine, even though we haven't done a Vine in a while.
Well, I haven't Vined in a long time because my phone, like, you know how, like, when your phone's on silent and you go to take a video and there is no audio because your phone's on silent?
Uh-huh.
Well, my phone, even though it's not on silent, still acts like it is on silent. So, like, the speakers don't work.
I remember mine did that a couple times. There's like, a couple of the Vine videos that I posted that are, like, silent.
Yeah. But mine don't. Mine just, my speakers quit working on it.
Piece of shit phones.
iPhone. Fuck you, Apple. Unless you're going to give us a free phone, then we love you.
Yeah. So, but anyway, like I said, Facebook, Twitter, Vine. I don't know what else we have, but all that good shit.
Just go back to the previous episodes and listen to when we were actually happy about it.
Yeah. And then we'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks. Two weeks, whatever it is.
Yep.
And we'll have something better for y'all. Don't worry about it. We're just really tired, but we just wanted to make sure we put something out there so you guys knew that we were still alive.
And didn't forget about you. All Craig of you.
Oh, Craig of you. All right. Well, love. Much love. Goodbye. Have Peace a nice out. Life. Later. Fuck your mother sideways twice on Sunday.
What did I say about that?
Fuck you!